A group of people fighting the opioid epidemic in Berkeley County is garnering national attention. In the Hope Dealer Project, three women work together to drive people struggling with addiction to inpatient detox or rehabilitation centers, pushing the message that recovery is possible. Liz McCormick reports.
Thank you. This is the new car that you said you just got.
Has 24,000 miles on it, and I've owned it since September. A lot of miles. I love it, and it does wonderful in gas, but, you know, it's had a lot of people sitting in that seat that were very sick.
It's dusk when we climb into Tina Stride's blue Ford Escape as she drives me around the streets of Martinsburg. Tina is one of three women who volunteer day or night, rain or shine, to pick up a person in the Martinsburg area who is struggling with drug addiction. She provides transportation to an inpatient detox facility with available beds anywhere in the state. She and two other women formed a nonprofit organization called the Hope Dealer Project in 2016 after seeing loved ones struggle with addiction without a local place to go for help. The nearest state inpatient detox center is a 2.5-hour drive away in Morgantown. For someone struggling with addiction, timing is crucial. Berkeley County had the second highest number of drug overdose-related deaths in West Virginia this past year, according to the State Department of Health and Human Resources.
Well, usually around this time, it's like 8:30. We're heading to the hospital to get medically cleared with someone that has Medicaid. We've already reached out to the detox centers. We have located a bed, and we know we have to get them to the hospital to get there, get them cleared so their name gets on that bed.
The Hope Dealers call their clients recovering warriors.
So it was for 3 months after my surgery, and I ran out of pills.
That's recovering warrior and Martinsburg resident Tiffany Arredondo Castillo. Tiffany's addiction began after she needed her gallbladder removed.
My baby sister knew where to get the pills, but she just couldn't get them at the moment. So she was like, well, here, you know, just take a line of this until I find your pill. And I took a line, and that was all she wrote. It started from that minute. I went on and on and on.
Tiffany was fighting an addiction to heroin laced with fentanyl. She struggled with addiction for 4 years, lost custody of her three kids, and even lost her two sisters to overdoses. In January 2017, Tiffany heard about the Hope Dealers and decided to reach out. Tina, who we heard from earlier, took Tiffany to detox.
It was crazy because I spent $350 that day on the same heroin that I had been using for a month, and I couldn't get high at all. So I met her at the hospital, and she took me to Westbrook and Parkersburg, and I've been clean ever since. I came home January 7th.
Tiffany has now reconnected with her kids, bought a new home, and she's even volunteering with the Hope Dealer Project to help drive new clients to detox. Tina and two other women, Tara Mason and Lisa Melcher, do this work for warriors just like Tiffany. All three women are determined to fight this epidemic because they know the heartache of watching a loved one suffer. Lisa's daughter, Christina, struggled with addiction on and off for 10 years. She died from an overdose last year, leaving behind two young children.
Everybody knows that there are days that I would just rather run away from it, but Tina keeps saying, you need to tell her story. So I think that it would just be a shame for us not to try to do something. It would be a waste of what we had to go through. We definitely don't want any mom to ever have to go through this. And I say all the time, if addiction has not touched you, I pray it never does. Because it's a road from hell.
The women behind Hope Dealers first met at a Naranon meeting in Martinsburg in 2016, which is like Alcoholics or Narcotics Anonymous, but Naranon is for families of loved ones who have a drug addiction. While Tina and Tara both work full-time jobs, Lisa devotes her workday to the Hope Dealer Project, monitoring messages, confirming with clients whether they have Medicaid or private insurance, calling detox centers, or getting someone scheduled for transport. Tina and Tara are the main drivers right now, but they do have a few other local volunteers who help drive. Tara says it takes a special person to do what they do.
If I get off at 4 and we have a call and Lisa says, I've already requested a client to go to the ER, can you meet them there to get them medically cleared? Instead of going home, I pull straight up at the ER. We get them medically cleared. They could be done, let's say, 9 o'clock. And then I have a 2-hour to a 4-hour drive. So that would put me there at like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. And then I have to make that drive back home, hoping I make it back in time for work.
The women say they don't mind the long hours because they could be saving someone's life. Lisa and Tina point out there's a small window of opportunity when someone suffering from addiction reaches out for help. So you have to work fast.
When they are going through that, you know, they'll come to clarity for a moment and reach out for the help.
Yes.
That's not all the time. So that's another reason why we do it.
Mm-hmm. And they get scared. They get scared because they know the sickness that they're going to go through. And we've had some that we've met at the emergency room because they had Medicaid, where they just couldn't walk in that door yet. You know, so, okay, let us know when you're ready. And that sounds terrible, but they have to be ready because they have to go through it.
Since the Hope Dealer Project formed in 2016, these women have transported about 600 people from the Eastern Panhandle area to inpatient detox centers in West Virginia and helped thousands of others who were just calling to ask for advice, callers from around the continental U.S. and even some in other countries. The Hope Dealers run entirely on donations and volunteer work, and the group is applying for some state and federal grants. Tina, Tara, and Lisa say beyond securing more funds, the biggest hurdle going forward is getting an inpatient detox center in Martinsburg, securing 24-hour transportation for people needing detox, and making Martinsburg a welcoming environment for returning, recovering warriors. An inpatient detox facility in downtown Martinsburg is set to open this summer and will offer 16 beds. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Martinsburg.